You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day today. We're tuning into God's frequency today to hear a word from Him. And He's got a lot to say today. If you tune into His frequency, you're going to hear the next part, next installment here from the sermon I just preached last Sunday. And that is, has no particular title. It's the 12th chapter of Matthew. Now, my sermon for this coming week does have a particular title. And the title is The Return of the Demon. Sounds like a horror movie, doesn't it? The Return of the Demon. It's Matthew chapter 12, where the Lord Jesus talks about when an unclean spirit goes out of a man. He goes through dry places seeking rest and finds none. Then he says, I will return to my house from which I came. That's what we're looking at. What in the world does he mean by that? I'm going to have the answer. At least I believe that's what the Lord's given me. That's what our sermon's going to start this weekend right there. The return of the demon. Then we're going to look at the parable of the soils and get into the famous chapter 13 in the book of Revelation, the book of Matthew. There's one sower of the seed. That's Jesus Christ. There's four possible soils. That is, how receptive are you to the seed that he sows? The kingdom of God. Only one in four cross the finish line. That's what we're going to look at here this Sunday. I'd love to see you Sunday morning at 10:30. Here now is the next part of this message, Matthew chapter 12.
Let God use you in these end of days, and don't get caught up with politics like I did or so many others. I'm not saying be ignorant. If you see someone sitting as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God, take note of that and don't have lunch with him. Don't be ignorant. But don't get consumed with this stuff or you end up hating people. And Jesus says, by this all men will know that you're my disciple, if you hate the Democrats. Yeah. Right? That's not in my Bible. John 3:14, by this we know we've passed from death to life, that we hate the Supreme Court. I'm going to rewrite all this stuff. By this all men will know that we love one another. Love those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Love. By this all men will know you're my disciples, that you have love for one another. John 13:35. 1 John 5:14, by this we know we've passed from death unto life, that we love the brethren. The Sermon on the Mount, when someone strikes you on the one cheek, turn the other cheek. When they ask for your coat, give them your jacket. When they want to walk with you a mile, go with them too, and tell them that Jesus loves you. That's the message. You used to be blind just like them. And God had mercy on you. Jesus said, we had just read it a minute ago, go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I share these things with you. I find myself caught up in these things, and then you might get a hold of me for a minute. But then I'll wake up, the truth will come to me, God will slap me a little bit, take me out back to the woodshed, and realize that it's a no-win situation to get caught up in this stuff. Because you end up hating. And hating drives you away from God. Let's move on. If Satan, this is verse 26. If Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. You see, this is a house divided. We live in a house divided, right? No matter who you are, no matter if you don't follow politics at all, this is a house divided. We live in one. This house is divided. A house divided cannot stand. If Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. That's why Satan won't get rid of abortion. Because he can't. Satan's not going to cast out Satan. They're together just like that. Anytime you come up against that, he's going to come up against you. A house, if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man? And then he will plunder his house. So what does this mean? The strong man is Satan. His house is this sphere all around us. We read the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. Jesus is the one who binds the strong man, enters into his house, and plunders his goods. And that was you, hallelujah. You're the result of the best B&E this world's ever seen. And that is God plundering, binding him up, going into his house, and taking you out. And setting your feet upon the rock. Hebrews 2:14 put it this way. Inasmuch as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself, speaking of Jesus, likewise shared in the same. That through death he might destroy him that had the power of death. That is, the devil. And release those who through fear of death were all... Ever been to a funeral of someone that wasn't Christian? Release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. This is the difference between a Christian funeral and a non-Christian. Next time there's a funeral in here for a believer, come in here, people will smile and laugh. And you hear cheerful music. Because to be absent from the body is present with the Lord. It's a good thing to leave this world. It's a good thing. As John Hagee says, you get to go kick Adam in the shins. Inasmuch as the children are partaken of flesh and blood, he himself shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. Ha! Indeed, someone was destroyed, and it wasn't Jesus. It was the devil was destroyed. Here they are, plotting on how they might destroy him, and Jesus flipped the script. Satan is the one that was destroyed, and that's the dirty little secret that he doesn't want you to know, is that he is destroyed, and Jesus Christ is victorious. And that's the dirty little secret. All of Satan's power on you is to deceive you into not knowing this. Jesus destroyed Satan. We read in the book of Colossians, he made a spectacle of them, triumphing over them. And you and I have got the victory. Greater, the Bible says, is he that is in you than he that is in the world. This is why John 8:32 says, as it says, you will know the truth, and the truth sets you free. It's the knowledge of the truth. It's not the power of God that sets you free. It's the knowledge of the truth. The power of God destroyed the enemy. The knowledge of the truth sets you free. Hallelujah. This brings us, verse 30. He who is not with me is against me. He who does not gather with me scatters abroad. There's no middle ground. You're either with him and you're going in his direction. Remember, he said, I am the light of the world. All who follow after me will not walk in darkness. You're either with him and following him, or you're against him and you're going the other way. Which brings us to number 4, the unpardonable sin. Verse 31. Therefore, I say to you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men. But the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven men. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come. Now, I have met more people who feel that they have committed this sin than anything else. I've heard of more preachers report that they say the same thing, that more people have wondered and have asked them about this. Friend, let me tell you that this is nothing less than a lie from the great deceiver. You cannot commit the unpardonable sin today because Jesus is not here in the flesh healing people anymore for you to give the credit to Satan. For you to commit the unpardonable sin, but Jesus has to be here on earth. Otherwise, you can't commit it. He was physically right here on earth, and the miracles he did, they gave the credit to Satan for. He's not here on the earth for you to commit that. You cannot commit that sin today. This fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. The unpardonable sin is blaspheming against the Holy Spirit by charging that Jesus, see, there's the key, by charging that Jesus performed his miracles by the power of Satan rather than by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let me say that again. The unpardonable sin is blaspheming against the Holy Spirit by charging that Jesus performed his miracles by the power of Satan rather than by the power of the Holy Spirit. In effect, this was calling the Holy Spirit, I won't even say it, this was calling the Holy Spirit that other name. It starts with a B, the ruler of the demons. Look once more too at this verse. It'll not be forgiven him either in this age or in the age to come. What a terrible sin. This from John MacArthur. No forgiveness was possible for these Pharisees who witnessed Jesus' miracles firsthand and knew the truth of his claims.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's modern worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.